You're listening to SBS News.
Each defendant had a separate counsel, German in most cases. Göring looked much slimmer than his previous pictures and photographs had been, and very much in charge of the defendants.
Robbie Dundas, now in her 90s, had a unique view of the Nazi defendants on trial at Nuremberg when she visited courtroom 600. She was there for work as an officer in the ATS, the women's branch of the British Army. She also happened to be the daughter of Sir Geoffrey Lawrence, the British judge who was president of the tribunal.
On his left was Hess, who looked badder than ever. And then I think it was Kaltenbrunner, who looked very menacing, and Stryker, who looked terribly evil, was known as the Jew-baiter. And Kaltenbrunner was very, very nasty-looking, but good-looking.
Well, it was the foundations of international justice. I think what it showed is the most egregious crimes that we've seen could be dealt with by the law. They were not so grave that the law was impotent and unable to adjudicate the responsibility by way of evidence.
This is Karim Khan, a British barrister who's just been appointed as the new prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, reflecting on the legacy of those judgments 75 years on. They were a source of inspiration, he says, for subsequent international tribunals and for him personally.
I think they were symbolic, but also pivotal in terms of their substantive effect, and we keep seeing that today.
The International Criminal Court, based in The Hague, has jurisdiction over war crimes and the three other international crimes: genocide, crimes against humanity, and aggressive war. And it's one of the enduring legacies of Nuremberg. But for five decades after Nuremberg, nothing much happened internationally. Then in the early 90s, the terrible events in the former Yugoslavia and Rwanda caused the UN Security Council to create two international criminal tribunals. In 2002, the ICC opened its doors in The Hague, and so far it's prosecuted about 30 individuals. But if you go to the court's website, you'll see that everyone who's been indicted is from Africa. Navi Pillay was a judge at both the Rwanda Tribunal and the ICC. She grew up under apartheid in South Africa. I asked her whether she thinks this is a system that ensnares the weak and lets the more powerful get away.
Let me counter that. Five of the eight African countries invited the ICC prosecutor to come and investigate because they were unable to do the investigations and prosecutions themselves. Let's put one thing straight. It's not African countries who are on trial. It's individuals in those countries, particularly individuals in leadership positions. People actually want them to be held accountable.
What does the chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, feel about this most sensitive of issues?
Cases have been opened elsewhere. I'm certainly colorblind in terms of that aspect, but I think we need to just follow the evidence, Philippe. I think it's as simple as that.
Just follow the evidence. That may be a politically tough call if the evidence leads to individuals who are associated with powerful countries. Not everyone has signed up to the ICC. There are notable exceptions: the US, Russia, China, and Israel. Howard Morrison retired as an ICC judge earlier this year.
The ICC relies exclusively on mature state cooperation. As history has shown us, that cooperation is not always forthcoming.
We cannot, we will not stand by as our people are threatened by a kangaroo court.
That was June last year. Mike Pompeo, the then US Secretary of State, speaking as President Trump imposed sanctions on senior officials of the ICC after it dared to launch an investigation into alleged war crimes committed by the US and others in Afghanistan. Those sanctions have been dropped by the Biden administration, but there's no prospect that the US will join the International Criminal Court. 75 years on from the extraordinary judgments at Nuremberg and the new crimes the trial heralded, the ICC remains the most significant and visible legacy of the decision to prosecute the Nazis.